Tupper's, oh, he doesn't hit the target. Can you believe it? Lumumba charges at the goal. He's got it.
Here's the flood. Bruce.
Oh, oh, you beauty. He went up and away.
Look at the Puppy.
Oh, Puppy. Oh, Puppy.
Handball away to Jones. The skipper swings around and kicks another one for the Demons. Punch the fist.
On Hungry for Sport, with the most comprehensive wrap of the AFL round, here's the team at afl.com.au.
And Peter Ryan's been good enough to join us from afl.com.au to have a look at all the injuries and maybe who's in hot water this week from the match review panel. G'day, Pete.
Good morning, Kevin.
Pete, I dare say there's a few injuries down Cats way.
Yeah, it wasn't a good day for the 30-plus down at the Cats. They had a dramatic day, really. Jimmy Bartel got caught under Michael Richitelli and looks like he's hurt his medial ligament. Jimmy Bartel hasn't appeared as yet down at the Cattery, but that could be a 4 to 6 week injury for Jimmy, which is not good news for him. Matthew Stokes was the other one. He seemed to hurt his ankle early in the first quarter, but he hobbled on until half time before he was ruled out of the game. My understanding is that might be an Achilles problem. Now, it's not quite as dramatic. When you hear the word Achilles, you automatically think of the really bad ones, but it's just potentially a slight strain or some sort of tendonitis there. So we'll wait and see for that. He's having scans today. And then Tom Lonigan copped a heavy knock in that marking contest. Stephen May put a knee into the back of his head. Bit nasty. The guys down there yesterday on the ground went very quiet, as they do, while the medical staff attended to him. The good news is that Tom had no neck damage, but obviously concussed. It was a really heavy knock. But as Chris Scott said after the game, you have to be really careful in making rash judgments with these concussions because different players respond differently.
We saw Brody Smith on the weekend play for the Crows.
He did play for the Crows. So they'll wait and see what happens with Tom. But look, probably the parent in me says he should miss a week, but we won't know until the doctors do all those tests.
Well, they're going to be game next week against North Melbourne. So let's say Bartel's out for certain, maybe 4 to 6 weeks. Stokes,
yeah,
question mark,
play.
But won't play.
Yeah, he,
Lonigan there is
crutches by the end of the day.
Lonigan may be an outside chance. What about what happened to Ollie Wines? I was watching the game and he sort of tangled with his opponent, a bit of pushing off with a jump. Then all of a sudden he grabbed his wrist. Now, what's happened to it?
Well, he's dislocated his wrist. It was a strange one. I was watching too. It looked like he might have broken it or fractured it, but apparently dislocated. Spoken to the club this morning, they're going to determine today what the best action is for dealing with that injury. They suggest 4 to 6 weeks as well with him. He'll have scans, but it's a matter of, I suppose the treatment now is whether they actually have to do something surgically. I'm not professing to know what that would be, or whether they just put it back into place and let it heal naturally. But certainly 4 to 6 weeks for Ollie, who's had a good run and is a key player, but disappointing for him. The good news on that front is... Sorry, go on, Kev.
I was going to say, have you ever heard of anyone dislocating their wrist before?
No.
I haven't. I mean, if you have had a dislocated wrist, send us through an SMS and tell us about it and how long it took it to come good, 0433981116, because it looks like he just pushed off the play. I had no idea what had happened to him. So,
it certainly wasn't.
4 to 6 weeks, wow.
He just pushed off him. And the way he was holding it, we know Ollie Wines, even though he's such a young player, he's a tough unit. And he looked in a fair degree of pain and obviously had to go straight into the ambulance. But, I haven't heard of it. It's really strange. And you can't imagine putting back in a wrist, can you?
No. Anyway, maybe 4 to 6 weeks for Ollie Wines. So that's going to hurt Port as well. What about Jack Zeeble, who seems to be always injured?
Yeah, well, Jack Zeeble, I don't know about his technique in going. I know it's a harsh thing to say, but he just seems to leave himself open. He's got a bruised lung. The good news is he's been released from hospital and there were concerns that he might have cracked his sternum, which would have been a significant time on the sidelines. But they're hoping it's just a bruised lung, which North are suggesting that he might be okay to play next week. I'm not sure about that, but I did look back in the records. Alan Tovey, if you remember a few years back running, cannoning into Tom Hawkins' knee, he had a bruised lung there and was spitting up blood, similarly to Jack Zeeble on the ground, and he only missed a week for that injury. So fingers crossed that Zeeble is just a week and do some work on his technique.
Pete, a lot of SMSs are flooding in. All of
all at the one time, saying, why didn't Ollie Wines just pop it back in and keep going like Tiger Woods did?
Yeah.
Why couldn't he just pop it back in like Tiger did and just keep playing?
Well, maybe Ollie Wines didn't have the money on the line that Tiger did to pop it back in. No, he's a bit tougher than the old Tiger. He just walks around with the golf club in his hand.
What about the Bulldogs? They come out after the game against Hawthorn with a couple of significant injuries.
Yeah, bad news with Dale Morris, a pectoral muscle, which we remember James Frawley had a similar type injury. Now, Frawley turned out to be a low-grade tear, which was 4 to 6 weeks, but the option was surgery. I presume Morris, I've spoken to the club, they haven't had any word yet, but a specialist will consult with him today to determine what the next course of action is there. But Luke Beveridge said after the game it'll be they'll miss weeks. And Mitch Wallace similarly hurt his back, looked to get a knee in the back, and we saw footage of him. He couldn't sit down on the sidelines. That's not a minor injury either, and backs can be trouble, as we all know. So that's an uncertain one, but I doubt he'll play for the next couple of weeks.
I think it was it Josh Gibson last year that did a pec muscle as well and missed a lot of footy?
Yeah, he did. And they took
about 10, 12 weeks, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. So fingers crossed with Dale that he's more on the James Frawley than the Josh Gibson side. Mm. And we know Dale Morris is a courageous player. He's had that injury troubles with his broken leg. So disappointing for him. He's a key player. The good news is the Bont should be right to go next week, according to the club. So he was general soreness, but we think it was a calf problem. They probably decided Hawthorn, just give him the week off and get him back and going again. The other one that was interesting is Port Adelaide's Matthew Lobe has missed the first three games. He had a run this morning to assess where he was at with his quad, and they're pretty confident he'll be up and ready to go this week for the showdown, which is good news.
Now, I'm going to throw a couple at you off the SMSs. They want to know how Ben Reed is going. You heard that he's been injured again? And others are telling me that Brett Deledio's had a setback, and he's had a new injury that's taken place, and he's going to miss 4 to 5 weeks. Now, Brendan Gale's coming on tomorrow, but can you bring us up to speed? Any knowledge?
Well, Ben Reed, I'm surprised about. He played in the VFL and got through the game okay. Certainly, I haven't spoken to the club today. He's had terrible problems with his soft tissue. There was a thigh problem, I believe, that kept him out until last week. He made his comeback in the VFL. So, look, anything's possible with Ben Reed, to be perfectly honest. We'll be checking that out as soon as we get off air. And Brett Deledio's had the Achilles problem. They can be just really irritating, and I wouldn't be surprised at all, but I certainly haven't had an official word.
Apparently, Deledio has re-injured himself and is out for 4 to 5 weeks. That's coming off the message bank as well. Who's in hot water this week for the match review panel for Cromish and Melbourne's number one sole hot water supplier for the building trade?
Well, it's front and centre is Chris Yaron for striking Paul Chapman, and that's going to be a really interesting one for the MRP. The basic options there is that we all believe it would be intentional and high. The question is whether it was medium impact or high impact. If it's medium impact, then he's looking at 3 weeks, and if he pleads guilty, reduced to 2. Mm-hmm. But if it's a high impact, which is quite feasible, it goes straight to the tribunal. I mean, my sense after the game, I'm not sure about you, Kev, was that it was a 3 week type incident. Yeah. So I'm thinking that there is a fair chance he might go straight to the tribunal.
Okay, so Chris Yaron striking Paul Chapman. Shane Mumford was reported for rough conduct?
Yeah, reported for rough conduct on Jeremy Laidler. I'm not sure there's a lot in this. He might be getting away with the... when Mumford hits you, you stay hit, don't you? So it can look worse, but I reckon he's a good chance to get a fine for a minimal impact one. And the other one was the melee, three-quarter time in the Melbourne-Adelaide game. I reckon they'll be going through a lot of the footage with Bernie Vince in relation to Patrick Dangerfield to see whether he's transgressed even in a minor fashion. But there'll be some significant $1,500 fine handed out to a few Melbourne and Adelaide players this week, without question.
Pete, always great to catch up. We'll speak soon.
Thanks a lot, KBO.
Peter Ryan, afl.com.au, and we'll have all those findings of players that are in hot water this week by the match review panel for Cromishan, Melbourne's number one sole hot water supplier to the building trade, as soon as they come to hand.